Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Oh, okay, great. Been muted for a while, but anyway, yes, indeed. This is Dr. Benjamin Bridges, and we're getting ready to start the show here, and I'm glad to see that, you know, some things are in place here for us to move forward and make some great things happen. And I'm very thankful that the Lord is still in the blessing business. We're getting ready to shower some blessings down upon us, but we just have to keep our mind upon her so we can know that these blessings can surely, truly come and bless us and help us out. So here we go. So anyway, what I wanted to start off with is one very important part, and that is, who are we? And what are we? That is something that's very important. And unfortunately, as a people, we have not been able to really get the full evidence of that. And the reason why is because this system and this society is teaching us to see ourselves from a negative perspective. so that they have no problem in controlling us as a people. But one of the things we need to awaken to is to know that we are not weak and limited people that can hardly accomplish anything. But what we truly are true sons and daughters of God. And someone might say, what are you talking about? We are sons and daughters of God? How could I do that? God said that in Genesis. He said, you are made in the likeness and image of God. So if you're made in the likeness and image of God, it's not a question of, are you a godly being that has spiritual power and ability to do great and wonderful things? The question is, during the brainwashing of the last 400 years that you've been here, can you open up that door where you can even accept the truth of God instead of the lies of Satan? Because lies of Satan is saying that, no, you're not a godly person. You're a weak, limited person, and you don't have no ability to do nothing. You know, just stick with my saying. Don't stick with God's saying, and that's the problem. Unfortunately, many of us do stick with the lies of Satan, and therefore it puts us in a very bad situation. But if we can open our minds and open our hearts to the truth of God, and like it says in the Bible as well, the truth shall set you free from all of that negativity. And that's why it's very important. But you are a true son or a daughter of God that has the ability to do great and wonderful things. And like I said before, if I did not even experience that myself, I would not have any clue that this is something that we have the ability to do as well. And the reason why is because that wasn't something that was taught to me by my father or my mother or in the school system or in college or anything like that. All of that information was swept under the rug, and you weren't supposed to know nothing about it. But the blessing that came to me was that God and Jesus shared to me some of the great, awesome, and powerful sayings of God that showed me that, yes, you are a true son of God, and you do have the ability to tap into your God-given power to utilize that to be a blessing to the lives of others. And when I discovered that, I was like, wow, we can actually do things like this? This is great and amazing. But the big part of the problem is, when you are brainwashed to believe that you do not have any godly powers, you don't have any likeness with God, and you're not made in that imagery of God at all, then basically you're going to many times just go along with the lies that have been told with you over the last 400 years. But all I'm saying to you is we can break free from those chains of Satan's lies and start to really see ourselves from the truth of God. You are a true son or a true daughter of God. And that's interesting, too, because I never forget, I was on my radio show, and this was about 6 or 9 months ago, but the bottom line was that I was talking about the same thing. And unfortunately, a white racist came on the show and said, listen, if you keep talking about this, telling your people that you're sons and daughters of God and you got godly power, we're going to throw you in jail. I said, what? You're going to throw me in jail? Why are you going to throw me in jail? This is what's said in the Bible. What are you talking about? No. And also, the other thing you better not talk about no more is that Jesus was a black man. Well, you don't need to hear that stuff either. And I was like, wow. I couldn't even believe that somebody was going to come off and tell us that these are things that we can't even mention on a radio show or in a discussion of spirituality, of our true identity, of who we are and who Jesus was and all of that. But these are things, again, that really confirm that you're not supposed to know none of this. Anytime they're going to threaten to throw me in jail, and even when I spoke about Jesus' part, they're talking about threatening to kill me. I was like, wow, these guys are really crazy, because you can't even share this with your people without hearing from racist dogs that are going to tell you that you have no right to say these things. And if you do say this and tell your people the truth of God, we're going to put you in jail or kill you. And I was like, wow. And the reason why these things were said was because, once again, you're not supposed to know it. But the bottom line is, open your heart, open your mind to the truth of God, so you can be set free from the lies of Satan and walk in the light of God and be empowered by the spiritual power of God. And that is what's important. And when I say the spiritual power of God, I, in the past, when I was younger, 18, 17, 16 years old, and, you know, I never knew nothing about the fact that we have spiritual godly power. But when I got into my 20s, that's when I first got a blessing that came through that enabled me to be a spiritual healer. And when I was able to heal other people, it blew my mind, because I never knew we could do that. But even Jesus said in the Bible a saying that was very awesome and powerful. He said, the things I do, you can do, and even more. And that is very powerful. And that really threw me back, because I never knew that this was going to be something that we could actually do as well. I felt that this was going to be something that, you know, we had to pretty much go along with Satan's lies, that we were just limited people, and that's all we could do, is stay limited and just hope and pray that one day you could come out of poverty, one day you could come out of, you know, negative situations and come into living a positive and prosperous life. But these were things that we were told that we couldn't do. And unfortunately, those were the lies of Satan. But the truth of God is that you do have the power and the ability to set yourself free from Satan's negativity and live in the light of God and live in the empowerment of God. And that's something that we need to do. And once we start to accept the truth of what God is saying, that is when we can really start to see some great, awesome, and amazing things start to be a blessing to you and to me. And like I said, I was very fortunate that Jesus turned me on to experiencing the ability to tap into my God-given power. Because if it wasn't for that, I couldn't be here telling you that I know for a fact that we are true sons and daughters of God. Just to see that in the Bible on its, as the only thing that you, you know, heard of and dealt with, that's one thing. And it gives you that feeling like, you know what, this might be true, and it probably is true. But then the other side of it is, when you experience it yourself, it puts you into a whole other category. And I was very, very thankful, and still am, that the Lord and Jesus allowed me to tap into my God-given power to show me that we are true sons and daughters of God. And it's no joke. It is real. And the thing about it is, it's not just a me thing. It's you have the ability to tap into that power as well. Because when Jesus said, the things I do, you can do, and even more, he wasn't joking around. He wasn't on no drugs or alcohol or anything crazy like that. He was speaking the truth of God, and he was trying to share that with people, that if you are willing to surrender your life to the will of God and the will of Jesus, and also be willing to be a blessing to the lives of others that need that serious blessing, then you would be able to actually tap into the power of God. And that's a good thing. But the problem is, so many times we've been taught that if we get, you know, money, or if we get spiritual power or anything, we're just going to use it for ourselves. And these are things that we don't need. But what we do need to do is awaken ourselves to the fact that we are true sons and daughters of God, and we need to use our spiritual power and ability to really turn our lives around and help to be a blessing to turn the lives of others around in that positive light of God that can truly be a serious game changer. But anyway, that's what I wanted to start off with, to awaken you to the fact that you are not a limited person, but are a powerful spiritual person that has been blessed with your spiritual power. And God has told you in Genesis that you're made in the likeness of God. And that's a very powerful statement. And that's not something that I just wrote in the Bible. That's something that God had placed in the Bible, all right? And he's trying to awaken you to the truth of who you really are. And I know it's not easy when you've been told for years from childhood to adulthood that you're just the opposite of that. But all I'm saying to you once again is keep your mind up on high and know that you have the God-given power to have your goals and dreams fly, especially when those goals and dreams are in harmony with what God wants you to do. That is a great and wonderful thing. So anyway, again, these are things that we can accomplish, tapping into our God-given power and ability. These are things that we can truly do, awaken to the fact that we are true sons and daughters of God. And being that we are, that God-given power is there for us to utilize. And the only reason why it's not being utilized in our lives and in the lives of our people in our community is that we have not been awakened to the fact of our true identity. But now, as I said, even though I've been told that I shouldn't do this, because if I do, I'll be thrown in jail, or if I keep speaking on this, then I will also be killed. But you know what? When you have been sent here to fulfill your mission, God's shield of protection is with you. But if you're going to be fearful of Satan and his demons, then basically, yes, you're going to sit on the sidelines and say, uh-uh, man, I ain't saying nothing because these guys, they won't get me if I say anything. Don't even worry about that. God has brought us all here to fulfill our mission here on earth, and we need to be awakened at this time. And I thank God for being one of the awakeners, but the bottom line is this. It's up to you. You can either accept it or you can reject it. And all I'm saying to you is don't give up on the fact of who you really are because you've been told just the opposite for many years. Accept the truth of God and be set free from a whole bunch of negativity that you've been experiencing and allow that positivity of God to come into your life and truly elevate you and liberate you and be a blessing to you. Yes, indeed. Okay, so that's one aspect, spiritually awakening ourselves. The other aspect that is very important is to know that right now we have within our grasp three very powerful programs that we can utilize to truly bring about some very positive change financially in our life. And that's another thing that's very important. When we awaken to the fact that we already have the ability to actually be a great blessing to our community, we don't need to be on bended knee begging people in other cultures, whether they be white, you know, Hispanic, Asian, and other, you know, that we want to get money from. We have enough money amongst ourselves, just the union people that are in this country. And the thing about it is, anytime we can spend $1.8 trillion worth of products and services that you deal with, but the only thing is because you're not conscious of what you're doing, you allow 97% of that to go out to other races, that money. And you're making other people multimillionaires and billionaires, but you're only spending 3% within your own community. And that is something that is really very detrimental and negative. We need to also not only awaken ourselves spiritually, but even awaken ourselves financially in knowing that as a people and as a community, as a spiritual and physical family of the Black community, if we work together in unity to help one another, we can, at least, instead of dealing with 3%, we could go with 30, 40, 50% and bring hundreds of billions of dollars back into our possession. And in being able to do that, our community will no longer be in the prison of poverty. We will be set free and be able to really help ourselves and others as well. And that's a good thing. But the bottom line is that we need to, again, know that I'm not saying that you can never, ever buy any products outside of the black community. Of course you will. But the bottom line is you need to start buying products in the black community and support black businesses, whether that's a product that you want to buy or whether that's a service that you want to deal with. That might be the service of a black lawyer. It might be a service of a real estate broker or a contractor to fix up your house, or, you know, or the black auto mechanic to help you with your car, or to even find a salesman that sells cars, or a sales broker that sells houses. All of these things we are doing, but the bottom line is, are we conscious about the fact that we need to spend that money with our people as well and keep a good portion of that money in our community? And when we do that, we will see a huge game-changing situation for our people. But if you're going to be a consumer that consumes everybody else's products and everybody else's services, and then when it comes to your own community, you're only willing to spend only 3% of that, then that's going to cause a big problem, because that's one of the reasons why our communities across this country, many of them, look down and out. You're seeing people on the street corner begging for food and money. You're seeing situations where people are really suffering because they're out on the street and don't have a roof over their head, don't even have money to buy food or anything. And it puts a lot of people in terrible situations when poverty has enslaved them. But the thing about it is, our people don't need to stay stuck in this type of situation. We can start to actually help each other, reach out and actually empower ourselves financially by buying black products and utilizing black services from different black businesses. And once we start doing that, that's when we're going to see some awesome and great change in our community. But the bottom line is, we can't stay in that mentality of, I don't care if I buy black products or not. I ain't buying that, man. This guy over here, this white company here, I'd rather do that because it's just down the block from me. And I don't want to go, it's going to be about a half a mile for me to go over to that black company. So I forget it. I'm not going to do it. These are things that even if you do have to go a half a mile or about 6 or 7 blocks before you get to that black business, it will pay off, not only for that business, but it will pay off for our community, and it will pay off for you. Because with the Black Buying Movement, Buy Black Movement, that opens up a door that shows you how us dealing with that is really a blessing to our people. And that's really something that we need to see. Because when you get into that program, you're involving yourself going into your community. And that's another good thing, because a lot of our people are very scared about getting into programs where you got to put up $100, $200, $300, $500, $1,000, because if you could put up all that money and then the program doesn't work, you just got scammed out. But the bottom line is, when you can come into a program for free like this one and deal with it, and you're telling people about the program, and each person you bring into the program, you get a commission. Each time a person actually buys a product or plugs in with a black company and utilizes their services, you get a commission. So these are ways that you can make money and really improve your life financially, but also because you're turning other people onto this program, you're really also being a blessing to the people in your community too. Because once we come back into saying, you know what, this sounds like a good idea. If I start to focus on financially supporting people in our business community, this is going to be wonderful, because that means out of that $1.8 trillion, we could possibly get 50 or 40% or 30% off in the beginning here like this. I mean, this could really be a serious game changer. But the bottom line is, we have to at least just reach out and tell friends and family and people that we know that this is something that they should do. And they shouldn't just, man, I ain't dealing with helping my people. No, that's a wrong attitude you should have. You should reach out to help your people. Because not only are you going to be able to help your people in your family, but you can help the people in our community family and change their lives from seeing brothers and sisters suffering out on the street. All of that negativity can disappear. But we, as a people, need to, once again, think about what we're doing with that. So the Buy Black movement is something that is very, very powerful and very helpful that can be a great blessing to our people. But we need to know for a fact that this is something that can really bring about positive change, not only for your community, but even for you. Because like I said, with all those commissions coming back to you, because every time they buy a product, even if it's just once a month, then you got 10 or 20 or even if it's just 5 or 8 people, out of that 5 or 8 or 20 people that you have, all of those streams of income are going to be coming back to you as commissions. And that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. And I'm not saying that you're going to be a millionaire just by having 5 people. But definitely, once you start to build it up and it starts to get to be something that could be large numbers for you, it can create thousands of dollars and possibly even hundreds of thousands. But the bottom line is you just need to really start to focus on how it could be a great blessing for you and how it could be a great blessing for our people. So anyway, that's another thing. The Buy Black movement is something that is definitely a serious game changer for us as well. Awakening to the fact of who we are spiritually is very important. Awakening to the fact of what we can do together in unity as Black people is very important. And the other piece on that is even with the real estate. If you join into another free program, well, you don't have to pay any money on, you know, getting involved in the program, because a lot of times, even with these real estate programs, you got to spend $1,000, $1,500, $500, sometimes even $2,000 or $3,000 to get involved in the program. But the bottom line is, once you get into it, you know, you got to put up all that money. And that leaves a lot of people that are really, unfortunately, financially broke at this time and can't afford to purchase that kind of, ability to get into that program. So being that that's the case, when you have a free program, it opens the door for many people to get involved with the program, whether it's the Buy Black movement, whether it's the real estate investment program that will allow you to come in. And that's another thing, because a lot of times we've been taught that, look, if you don't have good credit, forget it. Don't even think about real estate. If you don't have a decent income to show that you can make the monthly payments, forget it. Don't even think about doing nothing with no real estate because you ain't got credit, nor do you have good income. So being that that's the case, you don't even qualify for a loan or anything. And that's not true, because there are what you call creative financing programs that will allow you, like the one that we're dealing with right now, will allow you to come into the program, and the only thing that you have to do is bring a good deal to the table where they can see that you have found a good deal where the equity in that deal, which means that the selling price of that property may go for $350, but you found the property for $200. So meaning if you found a property that's in that neighborhood where it sells for $350, and because this particular seller is in foreclosure and he's selling it at $200 because he knows if he don't sell it soon, he's going to lose that property and he's not going to get a dime or nickel out of it. Whereas if he can sell it now at $200, you know, we can at least walk away with some money, get him another apartment, or maybe even another house or something. But the bottom line is that that's a good thing when you can offer a great opportunity to people that are about to lose their property and don't have any money that's coming back to them when they lose it, when the bank takes it from them or when the state takes it from them. So that's the only situation. So these are things that we need to know about, because as long as we're going to stay stuck in, you know, just feeling that, you know, look, if I don't have credit, forget it. I ain't even going to waste my time with no real estate. If I ain't got a good income, forget it. I know I can't make no money. We're talking about doing a flip deal. So you're going to purchase the property from the seller and then flip it to an end buyer. And when you sell it to that end buyer, the beautiful thing about it is that's when the flip produces a profit. And it could be, well, if it was $200 to $350, if you were selling it for, let's say, $300, and that whoever the end buyer is, they could resell the property for $350. That means they can make $50,000. But if you sell it from $200 to $300, that's $100,000. So these are things that can be done. But the bottom line is that you have to find a good deal. And the beautiful thing about it is, with this particular program, they will go into showing you how to find that good property, how to find that good deal. And then this way you can bring that good deal to the table and make some serious money. And the beautiful thing about this is if you actually deal with deals like this, and you're making, let's say, $20,000 to $50,000, you know, a month, that's a good thing. And that allows you to be able to walk away with a nice amount of cash, not a few dollars, a few hundred, maybe $1,000 or $2,000. We're not talking about nothing like that. We're talking about being able to get $20,000 to $50,000 a month off of one deal. And that's a good thing. Because if you make $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, some of our people are stuck in poverty money, which is between $50,000 to $30,000. And if you can make that not in a year, but you can make that within a month, and you add that up for the 12 months that are in a year, you're going to be able to walk away with at the end of a year with hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that's a good thing. But the bottom line is, do you even know that there are programs like the one that we're offering you for free that are available for you to get involved with so you can financially improve your life and make hundreds of thousands of dollars within a year's time? These are things that we need to know about, because unfortunately, the way that the system is rigged, banks are constantly having their thumb pointed down when it comes to black people trying to buy houses, cars, trying to get their businesses up and running and get the money up. But when you have creative finance programs that will allow you to be able to buy a property because a financier is willing to do that for you only because you have a good deal that you brought to them, and only because you've also found someone that wants to buy the property from you. So then he can see that on both sides of the table, you have found a good deal that qualifies the deal. And on top of that, you have found a buyer that wants to buy the property for you. So these are things that are really amazing and wonderful that we can deal with and being able to make a nice amount of money each month. Bottom line is, you're not supposed to even know that these kind of things exist as well. But guess what? They do exist. And the bottom line is, when you got a program that's free like this, as far as you getting scammed, if someone's going to scam you, that means you got to put up the money. And that means that, you know, whether they're scamming you for, like I said, $500, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, $3,000, that's one thing. But if you're coming into a program and they're showing you step by step how you can do a deal where you can make $20,000 to $50,000, that's a good program. And the bottom line is, you need to learn how you can do that and get involved with a program like that. And also, like I said before, with the Buy Black movement, that's another great program to get involved with as well. So these are some things that are very, very important. And we need to awaken to the fact that we can touch base with certain things like this. And there's another program, it's called the Buy Black, or actually they call it the Black Bank Movement. The Black Bank Movement also is a movement that wants to put black banks that are focused on helping black businesses to get up and running, whether they're start-off businesses or just starting from scratch, or whether they're black businesses because of the COVID situation and how so many people have gone out of business. And to get them up and running again is not easy because a lot of finances don't want to give you that money. So that puts you in a situation where it can be very difficult to get financing. But when you actually have a black bank that wants to start black businesses up and running and wants to rejuvenate black businesses that were out of it and now want to come back into play, then that is very, very important. Because in doing that, that opens the door for those black businesses to get a second chance to get themselves up and running again. And for, you know, black people that want to start a business, whether it's a barbershop, a beauty shop, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's selling cars or getting into real estate, selling houses, whether it's, you know, even being a contractor, which is going into people's homes and fixing up their houses and things like that. There's a lot of different types of businesses and products that are there. And that's another thing. There is a very powerful and wonderful herbal product that, you know, a gentleman by the name of Dr. Sandy was involved with before he was murdered. And that product was helping people that were dealing with cancer and was also dealing with diabetes. And the beautiful thing about it is that product is available in the market now. So for people that are dealing with high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, for people that are dealing with, you know, serious pain in their body and things of that sort, this is an herbal product that is very, very powerful. And if anybody is interested in learning how to be cured from different ailments and diseases that are out there, this can be something that could be very powerful, that can help people to learn how they could come out of the terrible situations that they're in, you know, because some people have gotten into car accidents and they have back pain and, you know, hip pain or pain is in their knees and ankles and things of that sort. But when you have herbal products that can take that pain away, that's a good thing. When you have herbal products that can get rid of things like diabetes, that's a good thing. So all these products are wonderful products that you can deal with, and we have access to that too. So just want to share that with you because, you know, a lot of times, you know, people are suffering in pain. People are suffering practically on their deathbed, you know, whether they have cancer or diabetes or many other serious ailments. But the bottom line is there are good health products that are out there that are healthy products that you can really utilize, and because it has helped so many people in the past, it has a great track record of letting you know that this is not a joke product, it's for real. So anyway, if any of you are interested in learning about the Buy Black movement or the real estate investment group program that we have, you know, which is, both of them are free, and even with the it's Black Bank Movement. The Black Bank Movement, that's something that they're building up the money right now to get ready to start these different banks in major cities throughout our country and black, you know, our cities. So this is something that's really great as well, because when you got black banks that really want to help our people, not just there to fill their wallet up with money and try to be, you know, someone that just wants to make money off of our people, but people that really have a sincere desire to really be a blessing to the lives of our people, that's a great and wonderful thing. And all I can say at this time is that I am very glad to see that these are some great opportunities that exist for you and me. And all we have to do is basically deal with the fact that these are products that we can deal with and that can really make a huge impact on our community and our lives as well. But we just have to have an open mind and open heart to want to deal with it, because that's another thing. You know, we've been brainwashed into not wanting to trust each other, not wanting to work with each other, not wanting to help each other. And these are things that, unfortunately, some of our people are stuck in that mindset. But again, as I'm saying to you, you do not have to stay a prisoner of Satan's lies. You can open your mind and heart to want to be a blessing to the lives of people in your community. And when you do, awaken to the fact that you are a true son or daughter of God, that's a good thing, because you'll be able to do some great and wonderful things for yourself and for your people. Also, the other thing that's very important is utilizing just through the programs that I just mentioned to you, how very, very important it is for us to take advantage of that. And once we start to awaken to the fact that these programs are available, and all we have to do is step up to the plate and freely be involved with that, then it's not a scam, because nobody's taking no money out of your purse. Nobody's taking no money out of your wallet. Basically, you're in a situation where you can get involved with it for free, and you can benefit from it, and your community will benefit as well. So anyway, I wanted to bring these as some serious facts that we need to really deal with and awaken to, because once we start to know that we are able to deal with these great and wonderful things, that's when we can start to see some great and wonderful results come about, you know, that can flow right into our lives. And it won't be dealing with no negative guy. We're talking about really making some great and wonderful things happen. And that's what we need to stay focused on, seeing it from a positive perspective, instead of just being brainwashed. No, no, black people can't do nothing to help each other. No, no, no. Yes, we can. We've done it before in the past, and we can do it again in the present. All we have to do is keep an open mind and an open heart and keep our minds up on high and know that God and Jesus are here to bless us and help us out beyond the shadow of a doubt. That's what we need to focus on, because once we start to see things not only from a practical, physical perspective, but even from a spiritual perspective, that is a good and wonderful thing that we need to really focus on and see, and stop seeing ourselves in a down and out situation, because that's not our reality of where we have to stay stuck in poverty and self-hatred and all these other crazy things. We don't need none of that. All we need to do is keep knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that these are things that we can do and will truly, truly work out. Yes, indeed. So anyway, I wanted to check with Wendell and see if we have anyone on right now, because I had a phone earlier, but because the music was on so long, they said that they didn't think that we were going to be able to come in. So they kind of, you know, exited. But I want to see if any of them did come back. And if they did, I did have two people that were supposed to come on the call, but they didn't get a chance to do that because, you know, the music piece. But anyway, if you, Dr. Winslow, are still there, if you could let me know if we have anyone on right now, that would be good. If not, what we could do is bring the advertising on, and during that time period while the advertising is on, what I will do is call some of the people that were going to be on the call. But like I said, they had to wait a long time to leave. But normally, you know, we're looking at 10 or 15 minutes, but we had to wait about 30 minutes. And that's what they were very surprised on that. It felt that, you know, okay, something's up. This is not, you know, even going to be a radio show that's going to be on. So anyway, no problem. I just want to find out right now, is it possible that we could allow some of the people that may be on right now, if there are any people, and if they are, that would be good to hear some feedback from them on what we discussed thus far. If there aren't any people, then you can put their advertising on again. And as the advertising is on, I'll call those people that were one of the speakers on the show and see what we can do with that. So, Dr. Winborn, are you still there?
Yes, hello, I am still Winborn. Here.
Okay. Are there any folks that are on?
We have it in queue. We're going to open up the mics of everybody first, 205-742, your mic is open, and then 601-616, your mic is open. Welcome to the call.
Yes, yes. How y'all doing tonight? This is Terrence Ruffin, and I was, you know, asked to come on and further expand on the Global Dynamic Savings Group that's putting out this program to help black businesses, it's a black bank start up all over the United States and as far as they can reach out. So we're going to elaborate on it a little bit. Like I said, the name of it is Global Dynamic Savings Group, GDSG. And it's a program that I think that it touched my heart and it taps into my vision of what we can do when we know that life sometimes serves lemons. We can turn lemons into lemonade. And we don't always take a whole lot of money to do anything. All it takes is a whole lot of togetherness. And if we learn to work together, we can accomplish anything. And I got a scripture I want to start off with right here. And I know it's an old familiar scripture. And it says like this right here. It said, behold, how good and wonderful and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. And I ain't talking about the white man. I ain't talking about the Japanese man. I ain't talking about none of the other races. I'm talking about charity starts at home and spread abroad. We talking about black people uniting together for black causes. Charity starts at home and works its way out to deal with the other nations or the other people. Let us get ourselves together in unity. And also says, like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard of Aaron, that went down all the way down to his garment, as the dew of Mount Hermon, as the dew descended upon the Mount of Zion. Now these words is encouraging to us. Unity, 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 people. Start believing that one ant in an ant bed can't do that much work. But y'all know the power of an ant when they get together and under one command and doing one job, and nothing can stop those ants from accomplishing their goals. And we got to be like that little bit of ant. That ant made scripture in Proverbs over there. So with that saying, unity, unity, unity. And I got one more. It said Aaron, the book of Aaron, 3:3. And it says, can we walk together except they agree? We got to We got to agree to walk together. So they said, can we walk together except they be in agreement? So we got to be in agreement with what we're doing. And so with that saying, I'm going to go ahead on and explain a little bit more. This program is a program that deals with a compounding situation. It's not a flower. I know some of the things out there, people have heard about the flowers, the boards, and all that failure that came through that puts a bad taste in people's mouth. But this is a whole nother animal. And as we know, for any business, it take people. Walmart wouldn't be the big department store it is today if people didn't walk through the door. So we have to grab this program by the horns and people. It take people. That's all they're asking for is one $10 bill, and you go out and tell two people. That ain't never advertising. You pay $10 and go advertise for the program. And then in that $10 have the potential to turn into over $163,000. People, $10 can turn into $163,000. And it's also a big program to go. Once you get that $163,000, you also have an educational program that go with this, that they're going to show you what to do with that $163,000. Don't run out and just be a consumer. Put your money into things that can bring money back and learn how to develop and build our community and circulate a dollar in our community over and over and over again before it leaves our community. And so with that saying, it's a two-by-two. You pay your $10, and you just tell two people. I'm going to add it to just advertise it with two people and convince those two people that it's a good thing. And we will have our bank, and we will have our unity. We will start seeing our communities change. We'll see that we don't have to beg and borrow and be all out trying to get in other folks and other races' face to help us when we ought to be in a situation to help ourselves. So with that said, I'm going to get to the meat and potatoes of it. It's a $10 one-time fee. $10 one-time fee that has the potential to turn into $163,000 in 15 days if you follow the prescription like they're telling you. 15 days, $10 can turn into $163,000. And it's a compounding situation. If anybody not familiar with compound interest or compound, I know we always hear compound interest, but have we ever heard of compound gains in our favor? If we spend a penny today, tomorrow that penny will turn into two pennies. The third day, that two pennies will turn into four pennies. The fourth day, that them four pennies turn into eight pennies, and so forth and so on. I hope y'all get the picture. Doubling your money every day. Whatever amount it hits today, it'll double tomorrow. And all we need is unity. And we're going with low numbers, low money, but it takes lots of people to make that low dollar work so it won't hurt nobody. I know we all go buy a bag of potato chips and a drink and a sneaker bar, and we'll spend $10 and won't get nothing but that satisfaction that day. And so we learn to have a vision. There's another scripture, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And when they lack of knowledge, we are brilliant people. Black people are brilliant people. It ain't so much how dumb or smart we have been. It's the information that we've been working with and been fed to us through slavery, through the institutionalized system we've been in the United States. Our school system was handed down to us through white folks. Let's just tell it like it is. Our religious system been handed down to us through white folks. We was captured. We were slaves. We were beat and branded not to read a book. Y'all know the old saying, you want to hide something from a black man, put it in a book. And they absolutely tell the truth. So we more of a storytelling people, and we go by hearsay. We go by hearsay. We don't do our own research. We don't do our own study. We're taking the enemy word to lead us to our destination. Now, what destination we going to end up at? With the enemy teaching you what and giving you your directives. So with that saying, let us pull together in unity and let us look at this program. I sent out some links to Dr. Ron and Ron of the show tonight. for the webinar. There's a webinar who can explain this in detail, answer all your questions, and get all the cobwebs out your ears or out your mind, and they can lay it out way better than I laid it out, and they can give you the whole concept of where to go. The lady, I'm going to let Beverly speak. She's the 601 number. I'm going to let her speak. She may know the name of the lady better than I do. I'm going to let her speak when I close out. And she can give you more details. But the lady had 35 years in the banking business. She says she done seen all kind of stuff come across in them banks, how they discriminate against us. And so we need to get our own power. And therefore we can get out and do the same thing we see others do. No need to cover our neighbor. God is able. No need to cover our neighbor because God is able. So with that saying, I want to close out right there with it, and I will close out one more scripture. I'm going to close out with it, and I'll let it go. And this is from Amos 2. Amos 3 and 1. Say, hear this word the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel. Israel is us black people. Israel is the people that got put on the boats in slavery. That's us. And he said, against thee, the whole family, which I brought from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families on the earth. Do y'all hear that? He only knew one family. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. That's why we catch so much hell in this world, in the United States, and in Africa. The same medicine they're putting on us in the United States, they're putting it on us in Africa, South America, the four corners of the world. They're putting the same medicine on all black folks. And God is the one who authorized all this because we didn't keep the law, statute, commandments. He gave us the rules. He gave it to us. We are made in his own image. We are the daughters and sons of Abraham and Sarah. Abraham had many children, but Abraham and Sarah was the one who had the promise. And we are the promised people, and we just got to know that. So with that, closing out with that, the Global Dynamic Savings Club is a beautiful thing. And let us get on board with $10. And let us go out and tell somebody, and get all us signed up. Within 15 days, we can have over $160,000. So with that said, hope everybody understand what I'm saying, but it's a better understanding from the people who, the CEO and the maker or who created this idea. Get with them, and they can explain all details that I cannot. I thank you, and I believe we're going to get to the top, and I want to see everybody under the sound of my voice at the top with $163,000 in their pocket in a few days. Appreciate you. I yield the mic.
All right, my brother. Well, thank you for sharing that information. And you're right, you know, dealing with the black business, the banks, you know, that's very important. And even in helping and supporting and coming together in unity and helping our black businesses is important as well. So these are things that we definitely need to, you know, start to participate in dealing with. And we're going to start to see a huge positive impact on how it can really help and be a blessing to our people. And Brother Winborn, you had an additional person that you were saying, another number?
Hello.
601, yes. Come through.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Beverly Thomas, and yes, I am a part also of the Global Dynamic Saving Group, and it is awesome. It's teaching unity, how to work together, to be on one accord. However, we must, you know, attend these, or at least one or two of these presentations so that we can understand the things that she is sharing with us. However, she has been in the bank realm for 35 years. Her name is Ms. Camille. She's very profound with the teaching that she's given us, and she just turned the table around from people being looked over into we all being able to do this thing together regardless of the skin tone or color. However, if we unite that way, the way God wants us to, then all things can work together. Being a part of something that's great and it's changing things, that's what I love to be a part of and to share with other people, because it's not too late as long as we're living. And if we get a part of these presentations and start developing our mind through these presentations, we can go out and tell people, because we only can bring two. We can bring many people to the room, but with it, the unity going to come in is when all of us start to get our two. Then if there are some other people that have been shared with the presentation, we put them up on the dim and just go on down the line like that. Everybody going to have their own personal link, but it's an invitation thing. So in other words, so one person gets signed up, get their two, they too going to have a link, and then they share their link, and we can just keep it going and get it all over the world and change some things. And that's what I'm looking for and to see happen, in other words. But it's very good. The education of what you're giving us now is lovely. And I just want so many people to know about it. And let's do this thing together and see where it goes.
Well, sounds good, my sister. And you're right. We need to come together and deal with it, because these are things that we can't afford to ignore and just let poverty be the situation that we just have to accept and deal with. We do not, that's a lie. We do not need to accept poverty, and we do not need to accept that we have to be stuck and stay in it. What we can do is start to experience prosperity and wealth in our lives and start to live a very positive and wonderful life. And I'm not talking about selling drugs or nothing crazy like that. I'm talking about just like going through the Black Bank system. I'm talking about going through the Buy Black movement. I'm talking about dealing with real estate and starting to deal with that aspect of things as well, where you don't even have to put up any money or your credit on that. These are things where we need to come together on, and in so doing, we'll be able to see some very great and wonderful changes in our lives. But again, it all boils down to the fact that we have to have an open heart and mind that's willing to work with each other, show some caring with each other, that are willing to even want to help one another and be a blessing to one another. These are things that are very important. And don't let the lies of Satan hold you back from wanting to help your people or wanting to work with your people or wanting to be a blessing to your people. Keep that open mind and heart there so that we can truly start to see some great and wonderful new reality that can come about for us. And once we start to do that, we'll be able to see some awesome and amazing great results coming back to you, me, and our community. Yes, indeed. So anyway, what I would like to do now is to see, unless my sister has, you know, anything additional to say, do you have anything you want to, else you wanted to share?
I also want to say this too, going back to God's word, where he said, leaving a heritage for your children, your children's children, but we can't leave something that we don't have. But now that we have the opportunity to be able to do that, I just pray that, you know, just so many of us that we'll do it and do it with an open heart and love. And also that God says that he come to give us life and more abundantly. Well, when do we think we should receive it abundantly? And I believe it's now. And I believe that he allowed us this year opportunity to come so we can work together, you know, as they did back in the time. The older people worked together, they prayed together, and if we go back to those days right there, can't nothing stop them. Nothing.
There you go. Mm-hmm. You're right. And that's dealing with things from a spiritual perspective, too. And that's not something that we should leave out of the picture. Unfortunately, a lot of times we look at things from a physical and practical viewpoint, and we just leave it at that. But when we can add God and Jesus into the picture and allow ourselves to actually see things from a spiritual perspective, but when you're looking at the Supreme Lord of the universe who created this world and created millions of other planets, the human race and other alien races that are on different planets, and even human races that are on different planets as well. The bottom line is that God created all of this. And if he has the power and the ability to create this, he also has the power and the ability to be a blessing to us as well. And that's the thing. But when you really look at it, when we were in the chains of slavery and then we were set free from that, when we were in the worst racist lifestyle that you can think of, because at that time you couldn't even send your children to a white elementary school, high school, or college. You couldn't even go into stores or hotels or restaurants, anything like that. And that was a terrible situation our people were living in. But there were so many restrictions that would not allow them to be treated properly. They were being treated, you know, in a very negative and wicked and evil way. But the bottom line was God and Jesus came through and said, enough is enough. You guys do not need to live this style of life any longer. And he freed us from that as well. Not only the chains of slavery, but even the chains of racism. He saved us from that and gave us equal citizenship. Now, the equal citizenship didn't last but for so long, but one thing for sure, it definitely brought us out of the dungeon of wickedness and evilness that racism and slavery had done to us. And even now, we do see that racism is definitely here, you know, to try to bring us down and out. But the bottom line is that if we as a people now continue to see things from that negative perspective, but start to see things in a positive mindset and want to do positive things for ourselves and for our people, then we're going to see some positive things come about. And that's what we really need to do. Start to see things from a positive perspective instead of staying stuck and saying, woe is me all the time and seeing ourselves in a negative situation. We can definitely bring this about because when God and Jesus being here to bless us and help us out, we can definitely see some great and wonderful change that we've been wanting to see. But we have to know beyond the shadow of a doubt, this can definitely come about. But anyway, the other thing is right now, Dr. Winborn, if you have someone else that you wanted to bring on at this point, let me know. And, you know, if there's another number, you know, that would be great. And we'll see what happens.
All right. We do also have a new caller into the studio. 929-929-586, 929-586. Your mic is open. Welcome to Spiritual Unity.
Yes, give thanks. Give thanks. I've been listening. I know it's getting late, but we all need that extra push, that of faith, you know, and work in faith to make these things happen, you know, for our people. And we would be blessed by the work of our hands and, you know, our minds. Follow the word of God. Know that his word is true. And we will be free and be able to live a better life. I thank you for this, a global, this new program. And I'm going to be involved.
Great. I'm glad to hear that, brother. Because as we get involved with this and we share this information with more and more people, it's going to be very powerful for us to bring about that positive change. So, yes, indeed. It's good that you are willing to come on board with us and bring this positive change about, without a doubt, brother.
Yes, without a doubt.
Do you have anything else you wanted to share, or that was basically it?
No, that's it. That's it. I'm glad that I turned on early enough to hear this, and we're going to be all right. We're going to be okay.
Sounds good. Yes, indeed. We are on our way to that brighter day. You ready, fellas? Yes, indeed. So, Dr. Winborn, did you have another number, or that was basically it?
Those are all the callers we have in the queue for this evening. We have somebody tuning in that's listening from the computer. Their mic is open also, but I don't know if they can actually share. But all of the mics is open, so feel free to contribute.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you? Can the computer incorporate?
Is this thing incorporated?
When you say incorporated, what do you mean?
Yeah, what's the name of the corporation?
Well, we have three different.
No, I'm talking to the doctor. I'm talking to the doctor.
You're talking about the radio station?
I'm talking to the doctor about his program. What's the name of it, and is it incorporated?
Okay. Well, this is Dr. Benyon. Dr. who?
Winborn.
Oh, Dr. Winborn. Oh, okay. Yeah, Winborn's here.
Can you say, can you say, is it incorporated or not? Hello?
Oh, well, are you talking about the radio program Project Neo? Yes, it is incorporated.
No, I'm talking about the $10 program.
No, that's not my program. You would have to. That's another program. Talk to Dr. Benjamin Bridges, the host of the show. He can tell you about that.
Okay.
Yeah, that is a very powerful program, and that's a program, as was stated earlier. There's a sister who's one of the head people in that program, and she's been in the banking industry for over 35 years. And she wanted to put together a movement in getting black banks in major cities throughout this country, because the way that the banking industry has been treating our people in such a racist way and denying us the ability to, you know, get our businesses up and running, you know, dealing with, you know, starting to buy houses and cars and things like that. So many times it thumbs down, and they don't want to allow that to happen. And that's one of the reasons why so many times you walk even through a black community and you'll see a bunch of white businesses, Hispanic, Asian businesses, and you're only like maybe three or four black businesses, which is ridiculous. How can you be in a black community and you hardly have any black businesses? But you have everybody else's business in our community. That's the reason why financing for our people is not really there. And what this sister wants to do is a very important piece, because she's talking about us being able to put black businesses together through these banks that will finance these businesses to get our businesses up and running again. And that would be great to see that. But the bottom line is that we need to come together in unity and get involved with like that $10 program that we were just talking about. Because in that happening, that will be able to enable us to build up millions upon billions of dollars out of the 50 million people that we have here. You know, we'll be able to get huge amounts of money to come through.
Where is the $10
$10 is sent into her program that she's talking about. And what I could do, if you want, I could, you know, give you the phone number for the Zoom call where you can actually hear her speaking about this, you know, directly from her, because she has, you know, the name of the corporation, how long the corporation has been around. And this is a new start program. Because the thing about it is, this is a great idea, but again, it's just about getting the finances and the money built up enough so that these banks can be placed in major cities around our country. And that's what they're working on right now. But if you want, I could give you my number, and you could call me, and I could get that number to you because I have it written down. I don't have it right in front of me right now, her number, but for the game program, but I do have it written in, you know, my notebook, but I don't have my notebook right in front of me. But I could get that for you, and I could send that to you and give that to you so that you could be on the next call that we have dealing with that. And this way you could check it out for yourself. And if you feel comfortable with it, you can come on board with it. Because, you know, it is, you know, money that you got to come out your wallet with, but it's just a small amount. It's not like you're putting up $100 or $300 or $1,000. You're only putting up $10. And out of that $10, for you to be able to get $163,000, that's a good thing. It's just a matter of you bringing on your two people and then your two people bringing on their two. And then from that happening, you know, you're talking about 15 days of being able to have people coming on board with that. And, you know, like I said, just putting up $10. So this is something that can definitely come about to be very helpful and supportive to the individuals that do get involved with this. But it can also be very helpful to our community to have this type of information available. And once we start to see these kind of things happening in our community, we will be able to see that we're going to definitely see some great benefits coming about. So all I have to say is, my brother, I could give you my number once again where you can call me on that. And, you know, I could give you the number for the Zoom call and you could actually listen to the lady talk about that. And that way you could... you know, see it for yourself, and also if you have any questions, you can get those questions answered as well. So anyway, that's, you know, what we could do, and the telephone number that we're looking at is 914-979-6372. That's 914-979-6372. And that is a good program where you can make some serious money off of that. Also, with the real estate program, if you're interested in that, where you don't have to put up any credit, you don't have to put up showing your income, or, you know, how many, you know, 30, 50,000 a month that you're putting into your bank account and all of that. That's the usual rough restrictions that the banks want to see, that you got to be making at least 50 or 30,000 a month, and you got to be putting that into your bank each month. If you can't show that, then you're not going to get any kind of loans or buying or properties or anything like that. And that's a big part of the problem. You know, you don't have to worry about that when you're dealing with this free program with the real estate. And as we've mentioned before as well, the Buy Black movement is something that's very important because we're also helping our black businesses by actually financially supporting them by buying products from them and also dealing with, you know, different, you know, services that they have to offer, whether it's being a black contractor, whether it's being a black lawyer, real estate broker, a, you know, engineer or whatever. You know, the bottom line is these different products and services in our community need to be supported. But as mentioned before, I don't know if you heard it, but out of the $1.8 trillion that we spent as a people, out of the 50 million people that we, black people we have in this country, 97% of that money went out to other races, you know, and that's ridiculous to be able to have that like that. And only 3% was spent within our community that we dealt with, and that's really sad to see. But that's one of the reasons why we have to awaken our people, that we need to get involved with these kind of things. Because in dealing with that, we can really be a great blessing to our community and to ourselves, because that program that they have with that, with the Buy Black movement, is very powerful in helping the individual that signs into it as well. Number one, it's a free program. You don't even have to put up $10. On the other side of it, you can create a stream of income that comes to you as well that can be, you know, very powerful as well. But there are millionaires that have gotten into that program and have definitely, you know, been very successful in bringing, you know, large numbers of people in there. And we can all do the same thing, because when you think about it, it's not like, what, you want me to get a machine gun and go and kill people in my community? We're not saying nothing crazy like that. What we're saying is we want to go in our community and help our people, not destroy them. And that's the beautiful thing about it. When we share this with our people, you know, many of our people will definitely be interested in dealing with that, because they know our community needs that help. We're going to reach out and help one another like we should be doing, coming together in unity and doing that. It's going to be a great blessing for our people, and we're going to see a huge change come about in our community when we start to reach out to be a blessing to one another. So anyway, again, I'll put that number out there again, and if you haven't written it down yet, this is the number, 914-979-6372. You can call me, and I'll be able to look that up in my notebook, and I'll be able to call you back and share that information with you, so you could actually, you know, be able to come on the next call, the Zoom call that they have. You'll be able to hear directly from the sister herself, and she'll be able to explain the program to you. And then from there, you'll be able to really be able to see what we can do to get into that, so that you can get that $163,000. And it's not such you know, a difficult thing. It's just a matter of finding people with open hearts and minds that don't have a problem putting up $10. And that's hardly anything. But like I said, if it was $50, $100, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, that's a different story. You know, then you're looking at, wow, what happened? That means if this doesn't work, I lost $3,000 or $500. Oh, man. But if you don't have a problem feeling that $10 is practically hardly anything, and that you're not going to be looking at this being a scam deal, because this sister is very sincere in dealing with wanting to help our people, not trying to be a scam artist and just take the money. And that's one of the reasons why you need to really start to, you know, get involved with this. So again, give me a call back on that number I gave you, and I will give you the call-in number so that you can definitely call in and check it out yourself. And like I said, you'll be able to benefit from it without a question. Anyway, yeah, my brother, I thank you for coming on the call, on the radio show with us. And let's see what we can do in definitely spreading the word on this, so more people can not only just see the $163,000, you know, program that where you can get that money in 2 weeks or actually 15 days, but also the real estate program and also the other program, which is our Black Movement program. All three of those programs are very powerful and very important to being a blessing to our people and our community. Okay, so right now, you know, I see that we're getting to the point where we only got a few minutes left, but I did want to say this. We should end this on a prayer, and in that being a prayer, we could, you know, really focus through that prayer on seeing some great and wonderful things coming back to our people. Well, at this time, I just want to say, if everybody could sit in their seat for a minute and just focus on us spiritually being a blessing to ourselves and to our community, and knowing that in us coming together in unity, we're going to bring about some great and wonderful change for our people. So right now, I just want to say, giving all honor and praise to the Supreme Lord of the universe, the great I Am God, who created heaven and earth, who created the entire universe, the planet Earth and other planets, millions of planets here within this universe, suns and also moons and even on this planet, created oceans and rivers and trees and humans and animals, birds and trees. And, oh, God was awesome, amazing, spiritual power, and had the ability to do many awesome and amazing things. And now, right now, we're about to see a great and amazing blessing coming to you and me. But we have to keep our minds up on high and know that God and Jesus right now are here to bless us and help us out. Knowing this beyond a shadow of a doubt, it will come about. And we need to know that with God and Jesus, our new reality will definitely be a blessing for us to see, because God's new reality of bringing his heavenly kingdom here on earth and having us be in a situation where we can start to see things from a brand new reality. And when I say a brand new reality, I'm talking about being able to see our people having our minds and hearts filled with the divine love of God and the divine love of Jesus the Christ, cleansing and purifying our minds from all the wickedness and evilness of Satan, wanting to hate one another, kill one another, not wanting to have anything to do with one another. All of that negativity can be totally erased and replaced by the divine love of God and the divine love of Jesus. And as that powerful, awesome, and amazing energy can truly be transformational to our minds and hearts, it can definitely get us to a brand new start where we can start to see God's new reality, which will be a blessing to you and me and our community. So let us start to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are on the verge of being blessed by God and Jesus to bring about some wonderful, awesome, and amazing new things that will definitely allow us to see God's great and wonderful new reality. And in saying that, being that we only have a few minutes left, I know that my brother wants to start that music again, but he played it for a good while in the beginning, and now we can have a good chance to hear it now at the end. So all I can say is to each and every one of you, peace and blessings be to all of you, and just know for a fact that we are on our way to see and experience a brighter day. But we have to come together in unity and be about being a blessing to one another. And once we start to embrace the fact that through the divine love of God and Christ, we can definitely be set free from all of that former negativity. And now God's great new reality of his heavenly kingdom being brought here on earth will be wonderful for us to see, because we will definitely be able to have a wonderful time in God's new reality. All right. So again, Brother Winborn, Dr. Winborn, if you can bring on the music at this time, that would be a great thing for us.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People go.
Your life has been out of control.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's got to get
better.
Thank you.
gotta get better.